If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Conversations on life, style, beauty, and relationships. It's the Velvet's Edge podcast with Kelly Henderson.
Well, hello, Marv. Happy May.
Well, hello there, Miss Kelly.
We usually...
Happy May to you. Happy eclipse. Happy Jupiter. Ingress. Happy Mercury retrograde.
Happy Mercury retrograde. That's a good one. I think it's funny. I mean, you've helped me to understand Mercury retrograde a little better. So I actually get on to people now when they're like, oh, it's Mercury retrograde, and they talk negatively about it. But yeah, I don't really necessarily celebrate it. I'm not quite there yet. Progress.
Well, think about it like this.
Okay.
If you went in and had to have a surgery under a Mercury retrograde, the retrograde could possibly show the surgeon gets in and finds something else going on that may have to come back later and redo the surgery in a different way.
But you needed to find that thing. It was actually a gift.
But you needed,
yeah.
you needed that retrograde to expose more information than you had. Now, that's right. A positive way that retrograde works. I mean, you know, if you don't want to sign a contract and commitments and all of that under a retrograde, because things change, because you may, you know, when we read contracts, all the fine print and all of that, I mean, you just kind of skim through the boring stuff, but yet some of that fine print and boring stuff has pretty damn pertinent information.
Right.
And so this is why under a retrograde, I say make sure you have a couple pair of eyes. So retrograde works to force you to be in the moment more, work more in the moment, stay in the moment. And in the moment is the only time that you can change reality.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, retrograde is a that's a big plus in our life because it helps us to see an alternative reality to subjects and activities. And that's important because if you don't do that, well, then you're stuck in an old reality that keeps repeating like Groundhog Day.
Okay, let me ask you this then about, you just mentioned old reality. Why does it feel like during Mercury retrograde, let's say you have ex-boyfriends or like something from your past, it just feels like those things tend to come up again during retrograde. Like I've had that situation, or people from your past come back or something from your past. And it's like, are we being asked to rework certain situations?
Well, that's the whole point.
Okay.
Because you see, we all live for the most part in conditioned and patterns. And the body responds to those conditions or patterns. As a matter of fact, are addicted to those conditions and patterns.
Yes.
And so we keep creating through our attention and focus the same thing over and over and over.
Okay.
And so retrograde gives us an opportunity to look at to an alternative reality.
Got
an
it.
Alternative creative solution. So if you've had an old boyfriend that you've kicked to the curb, yeah, they may come back in, but you may say, wow, have I really changed? I could care less now.
Right. So it's really just
right.
Like, yeah, it's a situation to just observe. And like you were just talking about.
Well,
like,
and you change
patterns.
Reality. See, we can only change reality in the moment.
Okay. Oh, so and like I make mean, a different decision is changing reality.
Right. Make a different decision. Make a different interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the truth of the matter is you have to really get into the morphic field or the quantum dimension. And that's where you have the greatest amount of power to change your reality from disease and sickness all the way to the everyday activities and events.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why Mercury retrograde is so, it should be celebrated instead of diced. Because,
yeah.
I mean, you know, it's giving you an opportunity to look at things in a completely different lens.
Okay.
And that's what this Mercury retrograde is doing, especially with it being in Taurus. You know, when we discover our actions,
mm-hmm.
that's the interpretation of the mind. That's the interpretation of the addictions of the body to keep creating these emotional neediness that raises our emotions and feelings and forces us to look at things repeatedly. And so when we do actions, I mean, how many times have we done things over and over and say, God damn it, I'm so tired of doing that.
Yeah.
Why do I keep doing that?
Yeah, because
and
it's the pattern.
It's because of that whole addiction pattern
right.
of conditioning with the mind and the body recreating the same reality over right. and over and over.
Right.
And so what's so wonderful about the Mercury retrograde in Taurus is, you know, Taurus is about stability.
Mm-hmm.
Taurus is about, you know, what you want to possess your values, your resources. What's mine? I'm trying to build my life that makes me happy. So that's an emotional gratitude of all the things I have in my life. Well, when it goes retrograde, that forces you to look at those actions over and over and over. So we've all been going through this for now a week and a half or so. To discover what our intentions, what are our real intentions and motivations that come out of the subconscious, which is holding those patterns and conditioning, of which that's the response that the mind uses and the body uses to replicate those old patterns and conditions in reality. And so when it's retrograde, like it's been, we're getting a chance to look at the honesty of what we would rather change in our life and mm-hmm. rather react and rather respond.
Which that doesn't sound like a bad thing to me, especially because I know the Taurus energy is like a slow, steady energy. And so it feels like it's just that thing that we've kind of talked about the last couple of times we've talked, you know, just slowing down in our world and paying attention to what we're actually doing. Like you're saying, what we're actually inviting into our life. Is our life what we want? Like, are we just going on the hamster wheel, not paying attention and unconsciously making decisions all the time?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
You got it, Kelly.
Dang, nailed it. And I haven't even finished my first cup of coffee.
I'm going to book you for readings.
Can't wait. Sign me up, Marv. Sign me up. Okay, well, so we're in Mercury retrograde right now, but that's not the only thing going on. I mean, I think on a big scale, we've talked a little bit about Pluto moving around, and we're in Aquarius and Pluto right now, and you guys can go listen to the podcast we did about that energy. That's until June. But then there's a bunch of eclipse. It's eclipse season. And I said to you before, I was like, I know that this Friday in particular, May 5th, there is a lunar eclipse. I was about to say a solar eclipse. There's a lunar eclipse in Taurus. And I said, well, let's talk about that. And you said, well, we have to talk about both because it's a full like energy pattern that happens when you have a solar eclipse and then a lunar eclipse, and they work together. And so you were going to kind of take us back to something that happened in April, which was the solar eclipse, and start there.
Well, eclipses work in pairs. You always have a solar eclipse with a lunar eclipse.
Okay.
And just keep it simple. And the solar eclipse is the real true power because that's the sun. So a solar eclipse, sun, is where we get creativity,
yeah,
self-determination, self-purpose, okay? So each eclipse period lasts right at 6 months. And so when you're talking about a solar eclipse, you're talking about empowerment, that area of your life. You see, astrology looks at three things. You look at energy, mm-hmm, which is the planets. Then you look at how do we use the energy, which is the signs.
Okay.
And then we look at the environment, or we call them houses, but what they are is the environment that this energy is playing out.
Which is different for each person.
We'll go through here a little later on where the environment for each sign is for mm-hmm. these energies that I'm going to talk about. So when you're looking at an Aries eclipse, Aries is the beginning of everything.
Yeah.
That's the beginning of spring. That's always a beginning. And Aries is Aries are needing to operate on an intuitive level, because what you're doing is you're coming out of the dream state in Pisces.
Right.
So you've been seated by spirit to take on certain activities that now are inspired inside of you as the seed. And so Aries needs to see. So they use sight and intuition to act.
Okay.
Don't think, just act. When you're following your intuitive mind and your sight mind, well, then you see something you like, you go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I use that a lot in a counseling session, is the 5 second rule. Is when you know, people get all locked up about, well, should I, shouldn't I, should I, well, this, well, that. So they get into playing badminton in the mind instead of taking an action. So yeah. I tell them to do the 5 second rule. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
And then take the action.
And that's Aries. Aries don't think, Aries responds. Yeah. Aries is a good starter. Aries is the warrior. It goes where angels fear to tread. So Aries is ruled by Mars, which is our aggressive, assertive energies, procreative energies. So we're all going through a 6 month period now where we've got to see, where is our passion? Because yeah. that's where we're going to take action on the subconscious level towards things that we see that excite us, that turn okay. us on. So we're going to be discovering our passion. We're going to have a lot of, there'll be a lot of procreative feelings, sexuality issues, driven by the need for independence. I mean, you know, Aries is a sign that you don't want to get in their way because they'll run over you.
No, I know some Aries, and I would agree with that.
they will just bulldoze you like you ain't even there.
Yeah.
And so there's a strong independence, a strong self-interest, strong self-awareness, strong self-nurturance. Aries cares about Aries. And so what we're learning with this eclipse over the next 6 months is to take action. Okay. Use my 5-second rule. Stop hesitating. And I'll talk about the environment you're going to be using that in. Now, because Aries is courageous. Just go do it. You see, how many times have I talked about the information of what we're being told to do is coming in through our minds long before our mind consciousness recognizes it. So just take the action. It's coming from the soul. The soul is always guiding you.
So you're saying
it's
like
when
once
you
our,
hesitate.
Yeah. Once our mind realizes that it's there, it starts to overanalyze. We ruminate. That's when we're doing all that's our mind trying to rationalize.
But in Aries, you have an opportunity to take the action.
Okay. So that's
it's going
what happens.
To be very, very, very strong.
Yeah. So that's the eclipse that happened last month in April.
Right.
Okay.
So what I would say is everybody along with the Pluto, along with Saturn, along with the whole map, we've got to really watch out of our obsessions.
Okay.
Because we could really be obsessive and fighting to and self-determined to get whatever we're obsessing about or over-obsessing about. Mm-hmm. So that's a very important issue with this eclipse pattern over the next 6 months, is watch your obsessions. So what we're really doing with this eclipse is tackling on is trying to just stay innocent and be instinctive. You know, when you're innocent and instinctive and take an action, you grow, you break old patterns, break those issues of patterning and how we've been raised in childhood and all of that kind of thing. So it's very important that we challenge ourselves with trying something new.
Okay.
Assessing our abilities when we go after things that are new.
Mm-hmm.
Finding a social niche. I just told a CEO that's opening a business, I said, don't do it because it looks good.
Mm.
Don't coo it because it's impressive to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Do it because it fits you. It fits the new diet. Can become. See, we can't become people based on our conditioning, because that's old patterns. We can become greater than who we are in the moment by challenging ourselves to take a chance. Use an opportunity to move forward. So, you know, Pluto just went retrograde in Aquarius. So we've talked a lot about Aquarian energy. But as the retrograde, we have to understand that that means the retrograde Pluto is going to mean that a lot of light is being put on the darkness on the planet.
Well, so
we're
when you
really
say that,
going to see the polarity and the polarization that's going on.
Okay. When you say there's a lot of light being put onto the darkness, because I read that and I was thinking, well, that sounds a little scary. Like even I associated it with the people that I know in the light or whatever being kind of squashed. But I think the way that I'm hearing it now, and tell me if I'm getting this right, is that there's a light being shown on the darkness, because that's what we talked about with Pluto, right? It brings it all to surface so that we can restructure, we can get rid of old things that aren't serving us, we can demolish the old patterns that need to go. Is that kind of what you mean?
Well, let's define darkness.
Okay.
Darkness is when people act selfishly, with self-importance, with only caring about what they think, what they believe, and trying to force others to be, think, and act how they think you should be.
Mm-hmm.
We are, there's a humanitarian need in this world to understand eyes of all groups. That's the real Truman Edict from Source, is to be a light for others, not a light for ourselves, but be a light for others. What good is loving yourself? Have you ever seen those people in love with themselves?
Well, I mean, it sounds like a narcissist.
How are they benefiting humanity?
If you know anything about me, you know I am a massive creature of comfort. It is one of my top priorities in life to make my surroundings comfortable at all times. So when I found Cozy Earth, I quickly scooped up all of the luxurious bedding and loungewear that I could. It felt very on brand for me, but then I went on a trip with a girlfriend not too long ago where she could not stop commenting on how cute and comfy my pajamas were, which then made me realize they may also be my new favorite travel companion as well. Guys, I am not kidding when I say you will experience unmatched softness and smoothness with all of Cozy Earth's products. The temperature regulating bamboo joggers and pullover crew add comfort and a touch of style to any travel ensemble, and their bedding comes in the most adorable totes, making it a super easy gift to give anyone. Discover your next destination for ultimate comfort at Cozy Earth. Visit CozyEarth.com and use our code VELVETSEDGE at the checkout for an exclusive 35% off, and let them know we sent you when you're at the checkout.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM, let's create.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Well, that's interesting because I do feel like we're in this time period right now, and I'm kind of repeating some of the stuff you're saying, Marv, because we have an interesting internet connection happening, which is not shocking because of Mercury retrograde, but sometimes you're cutting out a little bit. So the points that you were making were the darkness is the self-serving motives, mentalities, and operating from that place. And so the light is when we're actually here to serve others, which is what a lot of this energy right now is inviting us to really pay more attention to. And I think it's interesting because our culture, you know, has swung to such a heavy side of this, like, self-promotion, putting yourself first. Social media is so based on, like, presenting this picture of this perfect life and posting pictures of ourselves and all these things. And it is a lot of, like, self. And even the hustle culture is a little bit about how do I further my own self? And what you've been talking about for the last, I mean, quite a bit, the last couple of months at least, of just our shift that's needing to happen into, like, community and how do we help each other and what's our purpose within the community together and to serve each other, not just ourselves.
Well, and think about it. I mean, you know, it's going back into Capricorn, and this is where we've been for about 10 years, 12 right. years, whatever it's been. Capricorn is about achieving your goals and your ambitions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you aren't to achieve goals and ambitions to be have greater power to serve others, well, that would be great.
Yeah.
But that isn't typically how Capricorn works. They're focused on that can be blind ambition.
Right.
That can be, how much power can I achieve? How much power can I obtain? How much money? How much position? So as Pluto goes back into Capricorn, we're really seeing a stark difference in how people are serving the greater good mm-hmm. versus just serving themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to see how we respond. I mean, we've got to evaluate, how are we responding? Is this self-serving, or is this helping others, friends, family, associates, relatives, humanity, culture, society? And so we're really, the eclipse is about, you know, defining our values, and values is a big deal over the next 6 months, especially with Jupiter going into Taurus, because Taurus is about values.
Yeah.
And so this eclipse is really being patient to allow things to unfold, taking things one step at a time, but most importantly, honoring the needs of others, practicing forgiveness, practicing recognizing where we are polarizing. It's not just other people and not the greater government and the greater macrocosm polarizing. We polarize individually, and we need to discover that. So this is going to be a great time to discover that through our assertiveness and our actions, through that Aries principle of doing things from a conditioned basis, which we now may be a little older or wiser, to where we reject the old conditioning and patterning and start really following the lead of what really is important to me. What's really important for how can I live in a greater, better world? I know Krishnamurti made the a tremendous observation. Transformation starts with one. You ain't got to worry about changing society. Change yourself. You change society automatically.
Yeah, you've mentioned the word values a lot in the last couple podcasts we've done, and I know that's something that's really important. It's made me start to notice in my life where that's coming into play, because I find that, you know, we have so much divisiveness in our culture right now, and we're arguing and arguing and arguing and trying to convince everyone of our side of things. And it's just dawned on me lately. I'm like, oh, their value system, what they value, it's just different than what I do. Like my high, you know, I have certain things that I value at the highest place. And that's maybe not that important to X, Y, and Z that I'm trying to convince of this thing. And so we're never really going to see eye to eye because we have different value systems. And so, it's actually really freeing to think of it that way. Cause then you're like, wait, I can't just like keep talking to them till I'm blue in the face, because we're probably not going to get there. I can respect their value system and just know that it's different than mine, versus like this need to just fight and convince and coerce and like just all and talk about people negatively for thinking differently.
Well, and then where you do, there's two things. One, where can we find common value?
Right.
Where can we find a commonality? And two, discernment, discrimination.
Yeah.
If it's so polarized, or the other person is so far out of bounds or so self-absorbed about everything in life should be the way they want, well, then you have to determine if you want to even participate with them.
Right.
That's discrimination.
But the more you get into your value system, the easier it is to find your community of people who you are more like-minded with.
Right. Exactly right. You're getting good, Kelly.
Had a good teacher.
So what is the bottom line to all of this is listening to intuition. You know, I know I say that a lot.
Yeah.
Because it's probably one of the most important things in life individually, is to, because vision is our primary power of a human being. When you visualize and focus something, you are utilizing the greatest amount of power that a human being possesses, mm-hmm. that a sentient being possesses. Mm-hmm. So it's very important that we follow our nudges, our intuition, our feelings. And so, I mean, I can never say that enough. And of course, with Aries being so dominant right now, feelings and intuition is extraordinarily important, because you're going to take an action on whatever the mind says. Mm. If you take an action on your conditioned patterns, you're going to repeat. But if you take if you use courage to say, I'm going to challenge this, mm-hmm. because my values have changed and my intuition is nudging me in a different direction. Let me go explore.
Yeah.
There's no greater explorer than Aries. So it's exploration.
Okay.
Follow the intuition to that exploration. And then the lunar eclipse is going to happen. Then this is going to happen in Scorpio. Well, it's happening in the sign of psychology. Scorpio is needing to learn what is the polarity and the difference between the physical realm and the spiritual realm. And so we're needing to change our alignment to what's most important, our spiritual nudging or our physical, mental actions in the world that designed to get more power. Because Scorpio, when you hear Scorpio, just think power and control.
Yeah.
And Scorpio is about learning how to participate on an equal basis with others, because it ultimately helps to understand their own psychology. Because that's the object, that's the purpose of objectivity, intimacy, and relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And so this eclipse is, how are we using change and the opportunities that come to us? Are we rebelling to protect old structures, old values, old conditionings and patternings? Or are we rebelling to break free from our old conditioning and structures and patterning, our old values that us in a better way? And so I think that it's really, really important that we use this lunar eclipse to understand intuition. And look, there's nobody closer other than Pisces to the other side than a Scorpio.
Mm-hmm.
The veil has been thinned for a purpose. And if they don't use that purpose as a positive, well, then they use it for personal power and personal control over others. And that's the whole negative. And so we're going to get with this lunar eclipse, this feeling of how to use our intuition and courage to forge a new life for ourselves in the areas that we'll talk about here in a few minutes. And so I think that it's pretty important that you understand that sixth sense in life is actually the bridge between the physical, spiritual realm.
Yeah.
So six senses and feelings are more important than anything over the next 6 months.
Ooh, mine have been going crazy. And it's weird. I've talked about this a little bit on the podcast, but I'm really starting to kind of understand that if I have a feeling about something, I don't have to have all of the information or even understand exactly why. Like, most of the time I don't, but I until later. But I'm like starting to be like, I don't know. I just don't have a good feeling about that. Or like, this is my instinct about this. And I'm just trusting that. And it's been so interesting to watch that play out. Like the more you lean into that and the more you're in touch with that, it's just, it really does change how you operate in life, because a lot of times it doesn't logically make sense. Like I can't make sense right. of some of the things I feel, but I feel them. And so I've just started to like lean into that. And then when it plays out, I'm like, oh my God, my friends are like, this is, you're freaking me out. Cause it's like weird, weird stuff that I like, no, I don't know.
Well, that's why I've always said to you, once you, that's the job of cancers, to learn how to corral their feelings so that they can use them as the ultimate benefit.
Yeah.
Nobody feels more than a Cancer.
Yeah.
Other than a Pisces.
Oh, well, lucky me.
And you got them both.
Yeah.
Lucky you. So that's an important piece.
Yeah.
And one of the sad things is the negatives in this eclipse chart is there's going to be a lot of selfish ambition. This is going to be why I talked about the light into the darkness.
Okay.
It's going to be a lot of use of the fearful use of power and control, Scorpio.
Okay.
You're fearing other actions. You see, Scorpio intuits other people so easily mm-hmm. that they think other people can intuit too like that.
Right.
And that scares the hell out of them.
Right.
And so this is why values and beliefs can keep us steady. By building routines around what's important to us mm-hmm. and what makes us feel good, and take ownership for things that are of high value and importance.
Yeah,
and that's so we're going to have a lot of struggles with a lot of individuals as well as the macro and the micro of going about playing out what goes on inside of society and culture and humanity.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of opportunities for that to surface. A
lot of opportunities.
A lot of them just floating around. Guess we'll see which ones happen.
Yeah.
Should we, I know we're getting down to a little bit of the time issue. So should we jump into Jupiter into Taurus a little bit before we talk about each sign?
Yeah, what time did we get on? A little after 10. Okay.
Yeah.
let me run through Jupiter and Taurus because that's really important. And when and that'll help when I go down the signs. Jupiter is the expansion process of physical realities.
Yeah.
This is where we attract good things. Taurus is it's how we enjoy the world and get the pleasures and enjoyment from the world, mm-hmm. which is also important piece to this life. So it attracts new values, new attitudes are coming, more money. You know, it's going to be changing philosophy around money, not okay. just bringing more money, but changing the philosophy around money. Maybe how you use what resource you got instead of being overindulgent.
Yeah.
We're going to be discovering more talents and abilities. There'll be a lot more emotional steadiness with Jupiter and Taurus. Controlling overreactions, being more patient. Mm-hmm. These are all Jupiter and Taurus things. So when we look at the Taurus eclipse, for Aries eclipse and Jupiter in Taurus, Aries is going to be really empowered about personal development, that recognition of what's going on in their life. They'll be paying attention for their own self-esteem. They'll probably have to acknowledge where some of their weaknesses are because they do dive in sometimes too quick.
Okay.
And they may have to get resources from others. There could be a little bit of identity crisis, self-doubt, but it's more centered around that personal growth and realize that they become what they desire.
Yeah.
With the Jupiter, is going to happen in the environment of the attraction of money and resource. So you see how that benefits their personal growth.
Yeah.
It's going to be very optimistic time for Aries. Going to have a lot of confidence. And of course, income and resources is going to be highlighted. So Aries has got a good 6 months coming for sure.
Go ahead, Aries.
For Taurus, this is going to be the psychological development and spiritual growth. So their activities are going to really impact them internally. It's going to become a greater understanding of how the interdependency, how we need others, and how we participate and how others participate with us. So there'll be a spiritual nature going on with Taurus. Probably discover some of the phobias or suppressed desires that could have some deceit or even fraudulent tendencies on a negative side, but they're going to really discover the hidden nature of themselves. And travel is going to be important because we learn from travel. They'll probably be gaining a little weight. Extravagance has got to be is a caution. Overspending is a caution. But they're going to get a lot of pleasure from loving other people.
Okay.
They'll find that that's the indulgence that they really enjoy instead of that personal indulgence. In Gemini, this is really bringing up our needs with how we are associated with others as a member of society, but even more so with our friends, because friends support our ambitions, our goals. They help give us information and they support our opportunities.
Mm.
And so Gemini is going to be a little more humanitarian thinking. So the love of friendships and that genuine care for others is going to be really accentuated for Gemini. And they're going to have a little bit of guardian angels on their side.
Okay.
So bad luck is going to be followed by good luck.
Good.
How wonderful.
Yeah.
they'll be wanting to work more on their own, a little more research oriented, a little more behind the scenes oriented. And because friends are going to be accentuated, they could actually turn some enemies into friends. A lot of support is going to become through friendships. So that's Gemini. Now we'll get on that, oh, wonderful Cancer. You know, they're looking to advance their status and standing are going to be their main themes and activities. Career is going to be a big deal.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM, let's create.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Concerns around worldly position, public recognition, they're just going to have an inner sense that they want to concentrate their objectives on furthering some objectives and goals that they've had in their life.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of satisfaction will come through concrete evidence by getting promotions, changing around career, changing something up that's going to lead to greater progress. So they're going to strive for really trying to make a difference in the world. Mm-hmm. And how they can be productive and more successful than they've been. And so friends and goals are going to be, they'll be attracting a lot of different friends that are going to bring some different objectives and ideas to your life.
Okay,
ambitions will come because of that, connections with others.
Yeah.
More of a social life. Great benefits to travel, and of course, intuition, following mm-hmm. those feelings. For okay. Leo, this is going to be a dedicated period to developing abstract ideas and higher ideals, thinking. It'll be a question of moralities and religious practices, theoretical issues, developing a personal philosophy, and developing the guidelines and beliefs that are a little more, even more ethical or a higher philosophical standards. High education, travels emphasized, and of course, truth and wisdom, because they're going to want to know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to want to know what is the bottom line to life, and that's good. So they're going to be looking to their success in life and their opportunity for prosperity and achievement, how they can achieve honors and success that do serve others. That's going to be their greatest expansive abilities. And
okay.
of course, that's the Leo is all about creativity. So
mm-hmm.
go have fun and serve others. Love till it hurts. For Virgo, this emphasizes the material, physical, and spiritual plane. So the material plane activates. There'll probably be good possibility for inheritance and personal gain for Virgos, financial interest through marriage partners or business partners. Could be a little more sexual emphasis.
Okay.
And urges. Spiritual evolution, psychic development is going to be pretty important, which means they're going to have to let go of that analysis so much since they're over analytical. And of course, the greatest opportunity for Jupiter is going to be bringing in that intuitive side very strongly.
Mm.
And if they let some of the analysis go and just follow that intuition, travel is going to be important because we learn from other cultures and other societies a greater philosophy, values, going, oh, wow, ain't that cool?
Yeah.
and so there are a lot of be a good, strong development for their ego through travel. For Libras, the human interactions, one-on-one basis. And with the general public. So they're going to be being involved with partnerships and relationships. They're going to have a sense of my needs. What do I need from somebody else to make a greater emphasis on what I'm trying to accomplish? I mean, you know, we need others to work in partnership. And that's what Libra's all about, is being in partnerships with anything and everything. So it's sharing what we have to offer and bringing together that with something that somebody else has to offer for the greater good. So a lot of help. It'll help self-esteem. Their relationships are going to become more meaningful, a lot of unity, balance, and a lot of gratification in doing that. They're going to be attracting money from inheritance. Strong emotions will bring them through situations with others. They're also going to have an increased sexual drive. And sex, again, is about merging power and energy with others, not just sex.
Right.
Scorpio is going to be very acutely aware of the need to serve.
Okay.
So their health is going to be important. Employment conditions important. Job relationships are going to be a very dominating factor. Their general health will come from good nutritional practices and routines be supportive, because they'll get a lot of ego from a healthy body, from looking good, feeling good, and taking care of themselves. So a lot of favorable actions are going to improve the work environment. And their greatest concern could become to watching out for a lot of the obsessions.
Okay.
Scorpio can obsess on anything.
Yeah.
And everything.
Yeah.
So they got to watch out for the obsessions.
Okay.
They're going to expand their circle of friendships. So there's going to be greater opportunities for partnerships and working with others that are going to be enhanced.
Mm-hmm.
And so that'll be a very positive for Scorpios. In Sagittarius, creativity and affection is going to be important. That will inspire them much more on a spiritual level, because Sagittariuses are usually aware of that intuitive side. And that's going to be supporting of the soul and the life essence of what they're really trying to accomplish. So their ego enhancement is going to come from relationships that produce happy feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Self-development means there's going to be a good give and take. Here comes God.
Okay.
That's how big a deal Sagittarius can sometimes come off to, because they can put on, my philosophy is right. This is the way it needs to be done. I'm connected with the source.
Yeah.
And so they come off a little bit obstinate from that perspective.
Okay.
But and that's more of a selfish side of Sagittarius, because Sagittarius can be the life of a party.
For sure.
They're fun loving, they're joyful, they love freedom, they love that whole expansiveness of enjoying the physical world.
Yeah.
So they're going to get a lot greater success dealing with others if they're careful, dealing with health issues. And the most important thing for Sagittarius is watching their overindulgences.
Okay.
And especially now, everybody's got to watch the indulgence of escapism, drugs, and alcohol with Saturn in Pisces, because it is really ramped up for the next couple of years. So everybody needs to pay importance about that.
Okay.
For Capricorn, this is about home life and making the home really greatly satisfying and secure. Wanting to improve the family relationships and the home relationships, there could be a move in Capricorn's lives. There's much more interest in parents. Parents can be playing a larger role. So they may desire some change and adjustments in their lifestyle. Jupiter's going to bring in a lot more, athletic possibilities, a lot of good times and pleasure, a lot of creative possibilities, with Capricorn. Their children are going to bring pleasure, and their imagination is going to be good, as well as their speculation. So if a Capricorn is built more towards, you know, the stock market or speculating or taking a chance, this is a great period for them. So Aquarius, a lot of communications and intellectual endeavors.
Okay.
You know, they're already intellectual.
Yeah.
But they're going to be able to communicate their concepts and ideas. And they'll come a lot of satisfaction through helping others, through teaching and learning through expressing their ideas and knowledge in conversation as well as in publications. So that writing may be a big deal for them. Intellectual pursuits of all kinds will bring about personal development. Day-to-day contacts and experiences are going to offer quite a bit of gain. And with Jupiter, there's going to be a lot of open-heartedness, a generous gain through parents, going to a lot of home comfortable. I mean, just, you know, independence in the home and a lot of space. They're going to be looking to really be expansive. And, you know, Aquarians can just shed energy over the whole world of humanity.
Yeah.
Because that's who they are.
Yeah.
For Pisces, a lot of personal possessions, financial assets. So their financial and material status is going to be very important to them. A lot of increase in income, expanding personal resources. Savings are important, though, because they can get carried away with debt, trying to build that ego and build things around them. Generosity should be more important. Self-pride comes from that generosity. So they got to be really careful about overstepping their financial boundaries because of their generous and connection to other people. That's part of that, what I talked about earlier, doing it for others because you think that it enhances others' thoughts and ideas about them. So prosperity is going to be good for Pisces. Values and how they use their money is going to be important. Jupiter's going to bring a lot of optimism. So they're going to really feel good and with relationships of all kinds. Brothers and sisters are going to be important in Pisces' life. Mm-hmm. A lot of mental powers, a little bit of restlessness, wanting to go get out and do more and be more, because Pisces can get a little withdrawn sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go, Kelly.
I mean, honestly, though, that Jupiter stuff, like I said to you before, that sounds really lovely. Jupiter in Taurus.
It sounds what?
Sounds lovely. It just sounds like a very positive energy.
Well, Jupiter's always lovely.
Yeah.
Just think about what you want. Jupiter will bring it.
There you go. Prosperity. I forget about this.
Yeah.
Well, Marv, if anyone wants to schedule a session so they can better understand their own personal chart and how these things will be affecting or impacting them, where can they reach you?
They can reach me at marvin@astromarv.com. They can go to my website at astromarv.com and read about all of the readings that I offer.
Okay.
And certainly get in touch with me there.
Awesome. Well, I will put that all in the description of the podcast. As I say every time, I highly recommend that. You guys, if you have any interest in this stuff, it's fascinating and it helps really like in your own growth and getting to know yourself because you have a better understanding. So, Marv, thank you.
Well, well.
Well,
okay,
well.
Kelly, you have a lovely April. May.
It's May, Marv.
I'm still stuck in April.
I know. You're still in vacation mode.
Have a lovely May period.
You too.
All right.
Thanks for being here, and thank you guys for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Velvet's Edge podcast with Kelly Henderson, where we believe everyone has a little velvet and a little edge. Subscribe for more conversations on life, style, beauty, and relationships. Search Velvet's Edge wherever you get your podcasts.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy. And we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.